too. Anyway, coming up first in this second half of Storytellers, we have, she's going to be a player at Puck and Grind Saturday. She also is part of the Chicago Snow. This is Casey Rathundi. There we go. Yeah.
Playing hockey is, in fact, one of the least gritty things I've ever done. I've been some sort of athlete for most of my life, a gymnast, a diver, a dancer, but it wasn't until I started playing hockey that people started saying to me, "Oh, you must be tough." Nobody ever said that to me when I was a gymnast, nobody says it about diving, and nobody ever said it to me while I was dancing 8 to 14 hours a day. But hockey, I don't even have to be good at to claim that particular badge. There is a fallacy that grit exists in opposition to grace. In a hockey game, I can slam my stick on the ice. I can swear, I can swish my mouth out with water and spit it from the bench, and I guess to some people that looks tough. My gear smells bad, and one time I blew my nose in my jersey during a game because I was sick and I didn't have another option. True grit, I suppose, is a little bit disgusting. The grittiest thing I've ever done, however, required elaborate hair and makeup and was set to music. 2 days before the opening of a 2-week show run, I hyperextended my knee so badly that it took almost 48 hours to stop sneaking in the wrong direction every time I put weight on it. It was a fun surprise to find out if it would bend forwards like a human's or backwards like something out of a Japanese horror film. You might think that would be an impediment to dancing, but if that's the case, you've never known a dancer. For 2 weeks, I made the audience believe a beautiful lie. I smiled my way through a slinky duet section as if I didn't have a care in the world. My partner and I sold our steady eye contact as a flirtatious simmer, even though we both knew that his gaze was actually my lifeline, pulling me through each step. If you were in the audience, you'd never have known anything was wrong, let alone that every time I planted my weight on my leg, I was thinking, "Please only bend the direction you were designed to bend." I just did my best to think it in a fun, sexy way. Months later, an MRI would show that my tibia, which is the weight-bearing bone on my lower leg, was still swollen from where I had hit it into my own femur. But because I did my job, you'd never have known it that night. When I'm on the ice now, playing my tough sport, I relish the fact that I can show a little anger or frustration, that I can wince and shake my foot if I get hit in the skate with a puck, and swear a blue streak when I get back to the bench. Studies have actually shown that this kind of behavior can help ease pain. I don't think anyone has proven it scientifically, but I'm willing to bet that the effort of projecting that serene facade may send the needle in the other direction. Still, we know which one of these scenarios is considered classically tough, and it's not the one where my lipstick looks great and I'm smiling. The other fallacy of grit that I've noticed is that aggression is seen as a vital component. Because I play defense, I get to do a lot of shoving in front of my team's net. Sometimes that means I get to knock someone down, which is always a good time. And sometimes it means that someone takes a cheap shot at me. People think that this makes me really tough, but that kind of aggression can only lead to a brief moment of pain that you can't control or project. I suppose putting yourself in a position where someone might try to pop you in the kidneys with a hockey stick is a little bit tough, but you might get hit by a car every time you cross the street, and we don't call anyone tough for doing that. We think of sports where other people might hurt you as the toughest and grittiest sports. If a huge, muscular dude in a helmet is trying to slam you into something, then congratulations, you must be tough. But what about the sports where the only person who might slam you into something unforgiving is yourself? As a gymnast, I body slammed a vault horse while running full speed. I cracked my shins into a wooden bar and then dropped 5 feet onto my face. I even split the beam once, which is a polite euphemism for saying that my feet missed on opposite sides, and I slammed into it crotch first. And every time, I got up and I tried again. And sure, it takes grit and a little bit of fearlessness to get back on the ice after being shaken up by something, and yeah, you have to be a little brave to give someone a warning shove when you know they might retaliate, but it's nothing like standing at the end of a diving board, preparing to hurdle yourself blindly backwards with as much force as your body can generate. Opening yourself up to the possibility of danger is one thing, but actively mastering your own fear in order to recreate the situation that just brought you pain, to me, that is truly gritty. Grit is not a concept that we should be reserving for only certain kinds of people. I can be just as gritty in lipstick or spandex as I am in a helmet and pads. You don't need the formality of competitive sports or the validation of somebody else's aggression to feel like you are tough and strong. You don't need to look a certain way, wear the right gear, or lift a certain amount of weight. And you don't have to be impressive by anybody else's standards, or know how to swagger your way through a good sports story over a beer or three. It doesn't matter if you're a run walker or beer league kickball player or just following along with a yoga video at home on YouTube. If you're pushing past your own fears and testing the limits of your endurance, then you also have a claim to grit. Even if nobody in foul-smelling equipment is trying to jack you in the kidneys.
That was great.
I was going to say something about how we all learned something about true grit, and then I realized I can't believe no one out of five people so far, plus all us idiots like singing, no one mentioned that movie yet. I'm really proud of all of us as an audience for not going there, but hey. I know, I did. I saw that opening, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to broach that. True Grit and the remake, both pretty good. Anyway, guys, pretty good.